This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In recent weeks, we've been following the burgeoning Trans-Pacific coal trade. Now a key backer of the largest proposed coal export terminal in North America is pulling out. The Gateway Pacific Terminal could still get built in Washington State as coal companies push to sell their products overseas amid flagging domestic demand. But the investment bank Goldman Sachs says it will no longer be involved. From the public radio collaborative Earth Fix in Seattle, Ashley Ahern reports.
A pension fund managed by Goldman Sachs owned 49% of Carex Incorporated. That's the parent company behind the Gateway Pacific Terminal. Here in the Northwest, proposals to build coal terminals have generated opposition from environmentalists, tribes, and communities. They're worried about climate change from the burning of more coal, alongside increases in coal train and ship traffic in the region. Amanda Starbuck is the Energy Finance Program Director with Rainforest Action Network.
It doesn't surprise me that a bank that cares about its reputation and the impacts of its investments would want to stay away.
Goldman Sachs did not immediately respond to requests for an interview. But in a report last summer, Goldman analysts raised concerns about the financial viability of exporting coal. The report predicted that China's demand for coal imports will shrink as that country's economic growth rate slows and its own coal supply ramps up. China's also trying to boost renewable energy and reduce air pollution. Goldman Sachs sold its shares back to the parent company, which is privately held. The terminal is still going through the permitting process. I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.